the showbiz slot with Nathan Head.
I'm sure everyone's got their favourite song from a movie or show tune from a well-known Broadway classic. But what about the songs that we don't know of? Many musicals and movies have songs written and performed, but they get cut from the final production, audiences only catching a glimpse of them on collector's edition soundtracks and bonus CDs. I'm going to give an introduction to some of the rarest songs from productions that not many people will have heard. In the 1939 production of The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland, there was a musical number that was recorded and performed, but it never made it to the final cut of the film.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
Oh, I think I see a jijik, and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This is Monica the Forest, I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down, but I think I lost my roarer.
The original footage is now lost, and all that exists is a few behind the scenes and video diaries, but they're all there on the special edition DVD. The song was called The Jitterbug, and even though it was removed from the finished cut, the Wicked Witch still makes a reference to it when she tells a minion that she'll send a little insect on her head to take the fight out of them. The characters sing the song while an animated purple spotted insect flies about the screen, making them dance and frolic.
Who's that hiding in the tree tops? It's that rascal, the Jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round, you keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter, in the twitter, in the throw. Oh, the critters got me dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows!
Speaking of Oz, in the 1980 sequel by Disney, did you know that none other than comedian Victoria Wood originally sung a song for the film? Originally, the instrumental version was going to be played during the coronation scene at the end of the movie, and the full song was going to play over the end credits, but it wasn't included because the producers thought it was a bit too 80s and it took away the mood of the movie. However, the song was released as a vinyl single, and it was also made available on the tape cassette as a featured bonus track on the film album. Here's Victoria Wood singing Return to Oz. 2002 film adaptation of the musical Chicago starred Catherine Zeta-Jones, Renée Zellweger and Richard Gere. A song was removed from the movie that was part of the original stage version, Class. It was sung by prison guard matron Mama Morton and Velma Kelly, but was not in the final cut of the motion picture, as it changed the format of the film. The rest of the numbers in the film, as not to break the fourth wall with characters randomly singing during the story, were shown as being performed on the stage inside Roxy Hart's head. Here is Class, performed by Queen Latifah and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Whatever happened to fair dealing and pure ethics and nice manners? Whatever happened to class? Class. Whatever happened to please, may I, and yes, thank you, and how charming? Nobody's got no class. What became of class?
Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Tell Me on a Sunday tells the story of a girl travelling to Hollywood to find love. In 2003, the production starred Denise Van Outen in the lead role, and five new songs were written just for her run. See if you can figure out who's performing the guest vocals on this song with her.
Did I find peace of mind in Terminal 4?
This is more than a flight, it's a haven. Let us take care of you on our haven in the sky. Just sit back and relax, take things easy. Watch the ground disappear, wave your worries goodbye.
Welcome to this 8-hour flight. Fly with BA. On behalf of the captain and stewards, we hope you have a pleasant and safe flight today. I thank you.
I feel calm and peaceful, not just because of the free welcome drink. It seems suddenly right to be here in the sky. With the headspace to think, 10 miles high in a blanket of blue. Nowhere to go and nothing to do. Just one small suitcase and traveling light. I feel like things will turn out alright.
That's Haven in the Sky, Denise Van Outen featuring Julian Clary. I'm going to finish now with one of my childhood favourites, Mary Poppins. There were quite a few musical numbers removed from this film, many of which were later reused in Disney's Bedknobs and Broomsticks, such as Beautiful Briny. The song, Chimpanzoo, didn't get reused. It was originally to follow I Love to Laugh during Uncle Albert's Tea Party on the Ceiling, but it was dropped from the soundtrack just before Julie Andrews and company were going to record it. The fast-paced number was not unveiled to the public until Richard Sherman, aided by recently uncovered storyboards, performed on the 2004 re-release.
In Timbuktu there's a chimpanzoo that's run by a chimpanzee. It's an oddish place where the human race is under lock and key. And on their backs they wear small plaques for the animals to view, which specify the reasons why they're locked in the chimpanzoo. If you're boisterous and bumptious, you're grist for the chimpanzoo. If you're overly rambunctious, you're whisked to Timbuktu. Lost, lost, nothing but lost, but you know who's laughing at who. It's the animals there who giggle and stare at you in the chimpanzoo. Never play the music halls in all your wildest dreams, but billow and blast in the chimpanzoo and the animals burst their seams. It takes a lot of talent and time to become a West End attraction, but in this place one rude grimace gets a marvelous reaction. Laughs, laughs, nothing but laughs, but you know who's laughing at who. It's the animals there who giggle and stare, gape with glee incredulously at the boisterous, bumptious, rowdy crew. At you in the chimpanzoo.
There you go, there's just a collection of a few rarities from various shows and films. There are many more besides the ones I've just played. I mean, one that springs to mind is Little Shop of Horrors. There were songs that were in the stage play that weren't in the film and vice versa, like Mean Green Mother was written just for the film, Don't Feed the Plants was just for the stage show, Some Fun Now was written just for the film, but it was to replace another song that was in the stage show, and there was another one that the dentist sung, It's Just the Gayest, that wasn't in the film. So there's loads, it happens all the time. So next time you think, you know, your favourite musical inside out, you know all the songs from it, think again, because some of the songs don't make the final cut.